FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.
In all of the papers, there's a lot of coverage too of figures published yesterday by the Central Statistics Office taking a look at the workforce in this country. We're told on the front page of the Irish Independent, for example, how women have closed the gap on men in the workforce. Well, the piece also takes a look at some of the figures that have emerged with respect of unemployment in various counties and in various areas. We're told that there are 79 black spots remaining across the country, that there's a national average of unemployment at 12.9%. They use, as I understand it, different methodologies for this as opposed to the unemployment rate that we might talk about at other times, which is why the figure is higher and some might argue more reflective of what's actually going on. The national average of unemployment is 12.9%. It's 12.4% across County Clare on average, but much higher in three areas here which have been identified as unemployment black spots. Those areas are Kilwash, Kilkee and the number two Ennis Urban Electoral Division, which is to the west and south of the town centre. It includes Parnell Street, Drumbeagle and a couple of other areas as well. Some estates off the Kilrush Road, for example. You've been hearing about this one in our news this morning and a number of guests join me now to discuss it further. Councillor Ian Lynch is on the line. First of all, he's in Kilrush. Good morning to you, Councillor Lynch.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm good and thanks for joining us this morning. Kilrush termed an unemployment black spot. Are you surprised? How does it make you feel?
No, we're not surprised, Gavin, no. The figures don't come as a surprise. They're very disappointing. And, you know, for a long time we've been saying this the great boom that we're hearing about is not being felt on the ground, especially back in West Clare. And I think a lot more of the rural parts are there. It's not being felt. And I think the disconnect of this government to what's actually happening on the ground is quite astonishing. We haven't seen any of the benefits. You know, we have some of the biggest assets in the country to create employment, and there's been no interest, there's been no political will to try and develop that.
You mean the estuary?
The estuary is one of them. You know, it's the key, John. If you think of the money that the government is currently investing in our three ports, Limerick, Cork and Dublin, for very little benefit to the nation, whereas we have a massive potential here in the estuary and there's been no interest whatsoever in us. But that's a long-term goal. Even if we see now the government are going to try and invest, you're talking years before that actually comes to fruition. But the government failure to recognise what's wrong with this country in many parts, not just in the employment, but also in our housing crisis, that their lack of policy and clarity and vision is causing this. And what it's going to do is cause a bigger divide. The longer the unemployment rate increases in the likes of West Clare, the more disconnected we are from areas like Innes, Shannon, Galway, Limerick for jobs, and it's going to be very hard.
I should point out with regards to the estuary, and you'll be aware of this too, that Clare County Council and others were part of a recent trip to Norway where they were pursuing a strategy with regards to it. Minister of State Breen travelled on that one as well. And just for the benefit of our listeners at home as well, the unemployment rates in the three areas we're talking about this morning are between 28 and 29%, which is a very large figure, obviously, Councillor Lynch.
It's huge. When you look at the national average, you know, it's way above it. Like, it shows that there's been zero effort made to try and retain jobs or create jobs. And what the government has failed to do is to maintain the jobs that are there. And that's the real core to this. If you look at the makeup of the jobs in the rest of the county, apart from the corridor between Limerick and Galway, which includes Shannon and Innes, and I appreciate Innes have an issue there as well, but the rest of it is made up of small to medium businesses, farming and construction. Without the farming and construction industry thriving, the small to medium businesses will not thrive. And you're seeing that the small towns and villages are suffering. We're losing our local shops and our small shops are closing down. Our farms are not sustainable. Our youth has gone. You find this year that more and more farms are not being tilled and not being managed.
But while respecting all of what you're saying this morning, this is pointing to an issue in the town of Kilrush as opposed to in the rural areas.
Oh, but the town of Kilrush will not survive without the rural area. You know, if you don't have sustainable farming, where are they going to come to buy the stuff? You know, that you need sustainable farming to ensure that, you know, that the town survive. Construction is the key one, because if you think of the other big crisis we have, which is social housing, and the government's policy on not to build houses, you know, this is actually, we have a huge unemployment rate in the construction industry, and one thing we can do is build houses to solve the housing crisis, which would also increase the employment rate, which is the government has decided not to do that. And if you look at the labour force in Kilrush, it's a manual labour force. And we're not getting the big industry because we haven't had the investment in the estuary. Okay, so we need to look at what we can do.
Stay with us, Councillor Lynch. I'm joined as well by Killian Murphy. He's a businessman, Murphy Backs in Kilkee. Good morning to you, Killian.
Morning, Evan.
And thanks for joining us this morning. Now, the census, these are census figures. The census was carried out in April of last year. If it was carried out in the summer, would the figure for Kilkee look a little bit different, I wonder?
Well, if the census were carried out in Kilkee, our vacancy rate would look considerably different as well. So it probably would be a higher percentage because we'd have an awful lot of people here on holidays and
I suppose a few.
So, I appreciate it can be a little bit... skewed, but to be honest, being deemed a black spot really surprised me. But I suppose when I heard it and I thought back about it, I thought actually it's probably par for the course. It really would reflect the situation in Kilkee. I mean, look, we're a tourism town. It's particularly the type of tourism that's very strong for us is our seasonal and it's domestic.
Sure.
So. It's really reflected in busy weekends and busy peak seasons. And I'm an employer, and as an employer, I mean, I find it very hard to create what would be termed in the world as good jobs, long-term, full-time, highly paid jobs. The tourism sector is renowned for not creating those kind of jobs. It has the capacity to do so, but only if it's if the offering is right. I mean, I'd point to maybe Doolin or Dingillan. I suppose I don't even have to go that far. You would go to Spanish Point, and there's two big hotels with substantial employment. I mean, we suffer in this town really badly from the lack of a hotel. And I'm not talking about, we've got a couple of small hotels which are great and they do brilliant work, but we're talking about a big 50 or 60 bedroom hotel here. That's going out into the marketplace, creating a buzz in Kilkee year-round, and the offshoot of that then, of course, is that all the local, the smaller restaurants and ancillary businesses are busy midweek, they're busy all week long, and their season is much longer, so therefore we can create better employment.
I'm sure a lot of people, though, particularly the hoteliers that are already there, wouldn't like to see such competition coming in on their doorsteps.
I don't think it's competition. I think they're chasing a different market, to be honest with you. I mean, I think we're going out there into the marketplace where you're looking at the bigger operators that are looking for bed space. Our businesses are small here, I think 20 bedrooms maximum. But there are a lot of operators out there who could be looking for 10 or a dozen bedrooms at a time, and they could be taken from a couple of nights. And, if there's five or six of those operators, we may be able to deal with one of them, but we can't deal with all of them. And it's about having all of those operators coming through the town.
There's a lot of assets there already, just natural assets, the location as much as everything else. So it sounds like you're after identifying a business opportunity potentially.
It's huge. I mean, I spoke about this for a long time. We have the massive capacity here. I mean, but the other thing is that and this kind of touches in. I was down in a place in Dunhill last week talking to a community group down there, and Dunhill. I'd urge your listeners and yourselves to Google it. Dunhill is about the size of Cross Village. Really blink and you're through it. Spectacularly beautiful. But I turned off in the middle of the village to find this place. There are 80 jobs in this enterprise hub. 80 jobs in the village of Dunhill. Because the community just said, look, this is what we need. This is the type of infrastructure we need. And we are going to chase the funding streams to put in that infrastructure. And basically, I mean, I know that there's a kind of a bit of a rattle around there recently about, grant aiding for jobs and rural action plan for Ireland and stuff. I would make the point, communities are best placed to decide the sort of infrastructure is required to develop enterprise in their own communities. But fundamentally, it is business people that are going to create jobs. And if we don't, it's no good funding the communities if you don't fund the business people. And it's no good grant aiding one side without offering, maybe the county council can look at rates rebates for businesses that are setting up an employment black spot. Maybe the government can start saying, if you create jobs in these areas, well, we're going to look at your corporation tax in a different way, or we're going to have some sort of a scheme, an incentive to create employment in these places. And that's back to what Ian's talking about, which is the focused, joined up thinking. Let's just sit down and have a plan here and say, there's a problem in these places, and how do we address that problem? And you've got to bring the communities in to solve those problems.
Stay with us. I want to get our Renner speaker in as well. It's Town Mayor Anne Norton. Good morning to you, Councillor Norton.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thanks for joining us. Were you surprised to see this figure with regards to, and I want to be very clear, and it's a bit of a difficult one to explain, it's a part of Ennis, one of the electoral divisions that we're talking about, urban number two.
To be honest, I don't think I'm surprised. There is certain areas around Ennis that there would be low unemployment, and unfortunately it would be in and around the particular areas that, you know, that have actually been highlighted, and obviously that is one of the reasons why the census is done, so that we can actually get a clear picture of what is actually happening around Ireland and our own county. So I think it's important that this is actually highlighted, and I recommend I actually applaud you for doing what you've done, because you've put a lot of work into this, and you're highlighting areas. And I, you know, unfortunately, we hear over the years that unemployment is improving, but unfortunately, a lot of the time it is only during, you know, the summer season.
Sure.
We have an awful lot of young people out of school and colleges now, and unfortunately there is no jobs for them. But I think we have to go back to what hasn't been happening in Ireland over the last number of years, and that is training people. You know, not everybody is academic, and I think that's something that needs to be highlighted. There is an awful lot of people out there that can't go to college due to the fact that they don't have the grades. There's another reason is the cost of going to third level.
Yeah.
And unfortunately then a lot of people are looking for, you know, lower end jobs with low wages, and, you know, an awful lot of people can't afford to go into employment because they have children, and it isn't actually worth their while, because by the time they've actually childcare covered, they really have nothing at the end of it. So we need to start training, you know, our population in different, you know, trades. I think
it strikes me, and this has been said, you know, that some of the jobs that have been announced for this region, in particular some of those in Limerick in recent times, have been at the high skill end. And I heard a speaker this morning from Limerick, for example, where there's 18 of these black spots, by the way, saying that while when Dell went out, it was devastating for the city, and while jobs have come in, they haven't been like-for-like jobs, that they've been much higher skilled, and some people are being left behind. It strikes me that while it's a different set of circumstances, that in effect what you're saying, Councillor Norton, is that that there aren't a lot of jobs for people who will be on the lower end of the skill set.
Absolutely. And like, we have to, you know, remember too that unfortunately Rosh announced last year that they were going to be closing their doors, and an awful lot of people have actually finished working in Rosh. So,
and that would have happened since the census as well. They'd have lost their jobs.
Absolutely. You know, so again, it's, you know, there was a lot of fear there too that certain people of certain age cannot actually find employment. And I think that, you know, again, if we looked at the age of the number of people that are unemployed, you kind of have to question, are they, you know, over 50 years of age? Because if somebody loses their job, their skill set isn't as good as a younger person. So we need to start looking at building the skill set of people that unfortunately have lost their jobs, so that they can actually get back into employment. Because a lot of these people don't want to be unemployed. They don't want to be, you know, going to the Kilrush Road.
I'm struck by the fact that each of you have identified different problems in your areas, and each equally valid, by the way. I'm not undermining any of those in any way. I'm a bit tight for time, but I'll go to each of you just for one question each. To yourself, Councillor Lynch, first of all, we heard from Killian in terms of looking for private enterprise, for example, to come into Kilkee, looking for groups to come together. Is the will or the infrastructures there to do just that, to basically tackle the problem that's been identified?
But the big thing, the infrastructure is there. If you look at Kilrush, especially when it comes to the vacant units, we have quite a large, I think it's one of the highest in the country, of vacant units. The problem is that the appetite for some of the starter business is not there. Government has not created the appetite. We've talked for a long time about reforming rates, and it hasn't happened. Insurance industry has just gone out of control. it is too difficult. There's too much of a risk now attached to a young person or any age person to try and start a business now. So they're not willing anymore to do that. So we have the units to do it, and we have some extremely good people who are willing to do it, but the risk is too much, it's too high, it's too great.
The
government needs to start from the bottom and start rebuilding.
Is it difficult, Cillian Murphy, in West Clare, to get access to some of the training that Councillor Norton was talking about?
I think that there's a... I think there's a certain truth to that, for sure. I guess our big problem here would be, you know, where is the training being offered? What do you need to do? You know, we've no public transport, so maybe people who aren't employed don't have the wherewithal to be driving around, you know, driving in Dennis for training or, you know, whatever. But I think we need to start looking at a bit more localised, Gavin, to be honest with you. I mean, one of the things I keep saying here is every day we're exporting hundreds of thousands of litres of milk as a commodity out of the area. Yet we're not retaining, we're not doing anything to try and add value onto that, you know, turning it into yogurts or cheeses or any of that. So all the work involved in adding value to that, the same with our beef, our fishing industry is exactly the same. I mean, Atlantic was on TV last night, Gavin, I don't know if anyone has seen it, but it would make you weep as to see what, I suppose, bureaucracy has done to...
We comment along those lines as well yesterday. By the way, Dunhill that you mentioned is in Waterford, isn't it? I've got a couple of texters asking me.
Yeah, it is in Waterford, yeah.
If you want to look up that, it's an interesting concept, certainly. And just to yourself, finally, then, Councillor Norton, in terms of Clare County Council's role in all of this, we've had rates rebates, we've had empty unit incentive schemes in recent times. Is the Council doing all it can, or is there room for more scope? I know there's other measures I didn't mention there.
I think the Council are very aware of what's actually happening, and they are trying to encourage, like, we have a fantastic LEO service connected to Clare County Council. But again, we need to actually look at the bigger picture here.
Okay.
It's not just about people setting up businesses. It's not about, we actually need to get people back into employment, back into safe, secure jobs. And I think that is what people need to start looking at. And it definitely is teaching and training and educating people.
Okay.
And getting them back into the workforce is what we need to start looking at.
And Norton, Ian Lynch and Cillian Murphy, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll have more of your comments on this very shortly.
Join the conversation in Clare on Facebook, Twitter, or call 1850 400 964.